In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Lord healed many demoniacs, many paralytics, many people with many diseases. We don't know many of these healings. Only a few are put in the Gospels for very important reasons. If you look at the healings of the Lord, they always are about our healing. It doesn't take very much looking, really, to see how much they describe our condition. And so it is with this healing that was done, and we always speak of it on the fourth Sunday of Great Lent. The demoniac boy and the father who was beside himself couldn't help his son, and his son was eventually going to die of this demon because he wasn't eating, he was doing things that would hurt himself. Eventually, his father was going to lose his son. So he takes the son to the disciples. Remember, the disciples were sent out two by two to go and heal the children of Israel. This must have been one of those times. He took his son, and his disciples were not able to heal. So he comes to Christ and begs for help. And the Lord tells him, if you believe, then all things can happen. And here the man is radically honest. This is something we must learn. Radical honesty. He accurately assesses himself. He says, I believe. Help my unbelief. Isn't this really a good, succinct description of ourselves? We believe, and yet we need help with our unbelief. Unbelief is not just not being sure about something. Unbelief is not living according to faith. So, the man could have said, I try to do good, and I do some good, but help me with the things that I do that are not good. It's an equivalent statement. It's a good way to think of yourself. I believe, but help me with my unbelief. This is what we should learn from this gospel today. Now, how do we believe? Well, the boy was described as having two major things that he did. He would fall into the fire and fall into the water. The Holy Fathers describe the fire and the water as hot sins, and such as lust, anger, those sorts of things, bitterness, remembering wrongs. And the sins of water are things like worldliness, acquisitiveness, laziness, having bad priorities, and all the rest. This is a good description of all sins. They fall in either to the hot or into the cold, but they all lead to death. So how do we believe? By becoming good. By the Lord helping us to be good. That's what the Lord was intimating just before the man said, I believe, help my unbelief. He said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I suffer you? How long shall I be with you? That was a rebuke of not only the man, but also the faithless Jews that were around him. People who said they believed in God, but they didn't live according to their belief. So the Lord rebuked them. We are to live according to what we say we believe. But if we're honest with ourselves, we know we need much help for this. That's why we must cry out, Lord, help my unbelief. May God help us to live according to our belief. Cry out to God every day. Acknowledge that you believe, meaning that you struggle on some level to be a Christian. Belief is not just knowing stuff. Belief is doing stuff according to what you know. And then beg Him for help with the things that you do not do. And then we could be healed, just like this boy was healed. So we are also the boy and the father all at once. We fall into sins where there is fire and water. And we also believe, and yet we don't believe. And the Lord can heal both. May God help us.